Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family and friends. You've got Greg Peterson, team manager here in sunny Southern California, and I might say rather warm, but at least it's dry in sunny Southern California right now. I want to give a special heartfelt prayers and care and concern for all our family that is going in the Florida area with the hurricane slash tropical storm that is breached the shoreline there and is supplying them with an ample amount of rain, wind, and who knows what else might be thrown at them. So let's keep them all in our prayers and our thoughts today and the next few days as they go through that, because we know that our Beamer family does really pull together and they help each other out. So it's nice to know that we have a great resource that we can call upon to help each other in a time of need. So I want to introduce you all to being here on Roundtable Wednesday. And so just a real quick history of what Roundtable Wednesday is. Well, my best friend, Roger Fouch, who had owned a heating and air conditioning company for 36 years, and when he retired, he thought he was going to kick back and retire and just become a business consultant for other businesses. And I introduced him to Beamer, and look out, man, did I start a whirlwind, because now he's group leader, he's fast approaching team manager, and I also believe he's only 3 or 4 sales away from 200,000 points right now. So he is knocking it out of the park. And here's the thing. He knows business, all right? He had no idea about physiology or the science or anything like that that revolved around Beamer, but he was able to take his skills and knowledge of business and then incorporate it using me and us teaming together, because those who do not know me, I've been a paramedic for over 30 years. Started off on private ambulances and volunteer fire departments and got involved with San Bernardino County Sheriff's Air Rescue. I helped start up the SWAT paramedic program. I've been involved in a couple movies. I also was on national TV on a couple syndicated shows like Emergency On-Scene Response, different things there. So I've experienced a lot of fun, and I've always had the passion of helping people. And so that's always been in my heart. And so when I found my passion for EMS, the science, the physiology, everything really clicked. So why am I bringing all of this up? I'm bringing this all up because we all have skills and knowledge that can be used to fill whatever piece of the pie is necessary to make that pie completely whole, where the Beamer can be shared with people in a very positive, fun, and enjoyable way, to where you can actually change somebody's life and or a horse's life. And as we have, a lot of us, I should say, have now heard, is the small animal unit that is going to be coming out next year during our 25th anniversary. So now is the time for us to build that solid foundation of how to share Beamer with others. So instead of us letting go of Blog Talk Radio on Wednesdays and not having anything, because thank goodness for all the previous volunteers from Claudia Fields and Amanda that was involved. And then we had Lisa Diamond and Ian Robb that volunteered for a few years to do the show and bring in ambassadors, bring in special guests. We were all at that time trying to figure out what you guys wanted to hear. Well, now we have the opportunity, and because of my buddy Roger, he developed a roundtable program for different conventions that he would go to, and it turned out to be a huge success. So when you go to a convention, normally it's 2 or 3 days long. He would go in the day prior, and he would set up a room, and then people would just come in on their own. And it started off with about 30 people, then it went to 50, then it went to over 100 people, that they all wanted to come in and get answers to their questions in regards to their business specifically. And so it gave them an opportunity to have an open forum and to listen and hear from all the other individuals that may have experienced the same problem and then were able to correct it, and how did they go by correcting it. It's wonderful when we listen to different speakers and we're gathering information, but are they answering our question specifically? So by doing a roundtable opportunity here, this is where each and every one of you can contribute. This is for us. And we've just started this off by just word of mouth. And then after these next couple weeks, I'm going to be getting together with George and Chris Baronis, and we're going to start getting this advertised out there more along with the academies to get people more involved. Now, with this show, it is better that you do attend it live. However, they are recorded and then put into the archives, which then can be listened to as long as we keep them compliant. And that's the key. So just as long as we keep it compliant. And these could be any questions that regard to Beamer specifically. Everything from how do I sign up somebody to how do I share the Beamer to where do I find this information. And honestly, guys, I'm doing this because it helps me out too, because I have my Fisher-Price system set up here with my computer and a couple extra screens. So I have our back office pulled up, and I am able then when we have a question arise, I can dive in deep. And if you guys have your computer open on your end, maybe you can explain how you found the information so we all learn together. And so by doing this, we're going to all be able to educate ourselves in a much better fashion and make ourselves better and more informed and educated distributors, because I started the phrase a couple years ago that we want everybody to become independent Beamer distributors, not dependent Beamer distributors. We all want to be able to lead the charge, lead by example, but also that's not being afraid of asking a question. That is where strength, nobody, and I mean nobody, knows everything. So when a person has the strength to reach out and ask a question, that's when we all grow and you are sharing that knowledge and helping others also grow. So I'm going to give you guys some homework really quick. I want you to write down at least 2 to 5 names of people that are involved in Beamer that you can reach out to and have them log in next Wednesday. Give them the phone number to call in, which is the 515-605-9877. Okay, I'll give that number again. You're all here, but we'll write it down. 515-605-9877. And then have them come in and listen and help them learn how to contribute. Now, for those that want to listen to any recordings, there's 2 ways that we can do that. The first way that we always used to do was being able to log into the computer and going into Blog blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Okay, now, here's the power of having new people coming into our teams. I had a brand new distributor come in and mention, well, did you know that all podcasts you can listen to on your phone on your podcast app? I had no clue about this. None of the other people on Blog Talk Radio knew about this. Here, we have an app that's free on our phones. Whether you have an Android or an Apple, go to your podcast app, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, podcast app, go into your Apple store or your app store and look it up, download it for free. Then all you have to do is type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. That's it. You click on that, and that pulls up all the previous recorded Blog Talk Radio programs, everything from our Testimonial Tuesdays to the Roundtable Wednesdays and to our Equine Thursdays. And if you go far enough back, you can listen to our Quick Start program that Belinda Casper and I were doing. And those are amazing reviews. You would have to definitely scroll down almost like Deanna White spinning the wheel. They are all there. So a person can definitely go back and listen to these. These are great recordings, and they are all there at a few clicks of the finger and on our phones or on our computers. So, excuse me. First off, I want to give everybody that's on board right now, you all deserve it. Because you are all here, and you all have the ability to contribute. So to be able to contribute, all you need to do is press the number 1 on your phone, just hitting the number 1 on your phone, and that raises your hand on my computer screen, and I'm able to call upon you. And let's find out what items, what burning questions or items within Beamer that you guys have. Now, remember, this is your show. Think of us as all sitting around a big table, and we're all looking at each other going, well, I'm afraid to raise my hand. I don't want to talk about anything right now. That's what's going on right now. Nobody's raising their hand. And if this happens, I will go ahead and shut down the show early because I have a long list of things to do here today. And if those who do not know, here on Blog Talk Radio, we are all volunteers. We all volunteer our time to come in and do these programs to help each and every one of you. However, if nobody wants to contribute, then we just cut the show off short, and then we come back the following week and have people bring their questions, all right? So I'm going to give you guys one more minute, and if no questions come up, or suggestions in regards to anything and everything in regards to Beamer, from signing up new people to events that are coming up to academies to learning about Distributor Library to Beamer Share to iDecide to where to find videos, any of that. If nobody signs in, okay, we have got a brave soul, and I want to thank you because I want to stay on here myself. Okay, so I am calling upon 207-415, 207-415. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon, Greg. Jeff Smith from Lancaster area of Pennsylvania. How are you doing?
Hey, I am doing well, my favorite truck driver and worker out there in the field. So see, folks, we can have somebody who is out working, driving a truck, and taking the time to listen and learn about Beamer. So if you're sitting in the comfort of your own home and you're not willing to raise your hand, come on, people. So, Jeff, what's going on, my friend?
Just trucking around in circles, you know?
That is, well, and I
my
know
question,
that, go ahead. Go ahead.
My question for you is, and I opened up the letter about Peter Klein coming to Lancaster, and it said, and I just looked on my phone, and it said, click here to reserve your spot. And I clicked on it, and it's not opening up. Well, I'm trying
exactly.
to find out what time the event starts. It's during the week, and have you tried to
yep.
get on that at all? You have any input on that?
Yeah, how... When they did that, it was an email, I presume, I believe it was. And in
yes.
that email,
yep.
when they downloaded it, they just downloaded it as a PDF file. So that way it didn't engage the links that were there. However, here's what I'm doing, Jeff, is I've pulled it up. And I am going to go over, and I'm looking for Lititz. How do you pronounce that? Is it Lititz, Pennsylvania?
Lititz.
Lititz, okay.
Lititz.
Thank goodness I'm saying that while being sober. Not to say I don't drink, folks, but I'm just saying. Okay, so I'm going to go to Distributor Library because here's an event that is going on. So, and I see that it's on the 13th of October. So I am going to Distributor Library, and now I'm going to scroll down a little bit, and it's in smaller letters with a line underneath it. It's the second orange line. It says access the calendar here. So I am going to click on that, and that brings up my calendar. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to click over to October 13th, and I'm going to scroll down, and at the bottom of the 13th, Thursday the 13th, it's almost a tapioca or a mustard color that they have, and with that, I'm passing my cursor over that link, and I'm going to click on it. And when I click on it, that then brings up all the information as well as the link that you can pass your cursor over and click on it, and that takes you into where you can register. Does that help you out, Jeff?
Awesome. Certainly does. Yep.
All right.
And does it say what time it starts, Greg?
Yeah, as soon as they said that you get there, they're gonna hold up until you get there, and then they'll start, okay? Because they want to make sure you're there.
I want to start early so I can stay for the whole event.
There you go. It is actually starts at 7 p.m.
Okay.
So 7 p.m. to 7:45 for that 45 minutes. Peter Klein makes himself available. You'll be able to speak with him. You will be able to get your picture taken with him. And then from 7:45 to 9 p.m., he will give his founder's message. He will talk to everybody. They will have an interpreter there, so everybody will be able to have these little headphones that they put in their ear, and you'll hear the interpreter actually saying, you know, what Peter is saying in German. So very much worthwhile. So thanks for bringing that up there, Jeff. That's awesome. And I am going to the one in Irvine here. Definitely worth it. In February of 2017, and I remember this because they called it the Soaring 17s, and Peter Glein came out at that time. And I got to meet him for the first time in person. And he will take his time, greet you with a smile, a hug, a handshake, and be more than happy to have your picture taken with him. I mean, this is the founder of this company that has already touched almost 2 million people and changed even more than that in lives with the equine unit, the whole bit, and they are getting ready for next year's 25th anniversary. And all I can say is, folks, hold on to your hat, because this is amazing where Beamer is headed. Does that help you out there, Jeff?
That helps me out very much, Greg. I thank you very much for your help, and I thank you for all you do for Blog Talk.
No worries, buddy. You take care, and because you're the first one, you deserve this.
Right on.
Woo-hoo. There you go, buddy.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay, you take care. You're welcome, buddy. Drive safe, my friend. Okay. All right, everybody. I see we have another hand raised. We have 805-406. I have a feeling I know who this is, but I will let her introduce herself.
Grandma got run over by a pickup.
Hey, Jan.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Yeah, this is Jan Hopp from beautiful Central Coast, California. And it is sunny and beautiful, and thank you for thinking about those and praying for the people in Florida. Gosh, I wouldn't want to be going through that. I'm glad I live where I do, and I know you do too, Greg. But listen, this morning we got the email. Mine came in at 3:52 a.m., Beamer Group. Don't miss out on Peter Glimes' U.S. Founder Reception. With all of the dates on it, and I already registered while you were talking with Jeff, who I think with Jeff, I think we need a chuck horn or something when he comes on. Instead of clapping for him, we need a chuck horn.
Yeah, we know cruising down the road. Yeah, let's not make him laugh.
Anyway,
too much.
So I registered right away.
Awesome. Awesome. Pardon? Blossom. And it's free.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The beauty of it. So, folks, if you pull up your emails, the email went out to everybody in, I was going to say Blog Talk, in Beamer here. And it is from Beamer Group North America. And so Peter is going to be in Lenox, Pennsylvania on the 13th of October. And that'll be at the Hotel Rock Lytix. On the 18th, he will be in St. Peter, Florida. Hopefully it's still there. He'll be at the Carroll, with a K, Carroll Hotel. And then on the 20th, he's going to be in Irvine, California. Excuse me, I got the hiccups here. So these are all free. And this is your opportunity, folks. And trust me, it is so impactful because Peter is a wealth of knowledge and how to keep things simple. And yes, they do, I don't want to say push, but they educate us on the best way how to share Beamer and also how to work with our team. And I'll be honest, this has been lost because people got misguided and or our first generation that I call people came through and have now several have left. And there's nothing against that whatsoever because there are individuals that are in what's called an MLM type business. And they get involved when the businesses are first starting because they know if they start at the very beginning, they're at the top of the pyramid, and they can do quite well financially, and then they kind of pack up and they move on to something else that might also have of interest to them. And the beauty of this is these individuals had amazing and education and were extremely informative, and I take my hat off to them. I love several of them deep in my heart because they took me from being the little Indian out in the field as a paramedic and not knowing business to how to work a business properly in an efficient manner, and then also being able to touch more lives by doing that and building teams and the whole bit. And so they then kind of have moved on to what they felt were greener pastures. And so now we have our next generation of people here. And with that, now we have all the tools that we did not have in the first place. And now not only do we have the knowledge that we can pass on to people that are signing up now, but we now also have the tools that we can educate people with to make it easier and make it duplicatable. So for Peter to come back now during, I call it like our second wave, our next generation of distributors coming out, we're going to be able to take Beamer to a completely different level, because beforehand, the only way we were able to share Beamer was by using YouTube videos that we would find online, and they had these very basic brochures that when people would look at it, go, oh, okay, that looks kind of okay, and would move on. Now we have stuff that has been put together by Brad Horn in our marketing department and his team that he continues to put together, and getting the feedback, and they listen to us in the field, and that's what's so important. They are truly listening to what it takes for us to get the word out to share this in a better fashion to make our lives easier. So being able to meet Peter Gleim, bringing this back around again, this is so, so important, and it truly touched my life in February of 2017. I remember it to this day, and actually being able to meet Peter. And I remember the people that I was with in that room in Carlsbad on that date. Most of those people are still here with the company, and we have all come up together as a family. And I know if you attend any of these events with Peter Gleim and or any event that you can attend in person, this is the key point. We've gotten very complacent by being able to just kick back in the safety of our homes and our four walls around us. And it's like, okay, I hear this. That sounds good. That sounds good. But don't take action on it. Being able to get out of your comfort zone and taking action upon things, getting out there and meeting with people again, is going to take you to a whole new level. And I tell you what, with it, you will be rewarded in more ways than you can imagine, not only by learning how to use the Beamer better for yourself, but by sharing it with others. And the friendships, lifelong friendships that you will make that are going to enhance your overall life. Jan, I'm going to turn it over to you quick. What are your thoughts of what I've just shared with you and what you've experienced in your time with Beamer?
Greg, I have to tell you, I just wrote down that I've been in several network marketing companies, and mm-hmm. Beamer is so far superior. The people in Beamer, corporate, it's not network marketing. It is a family. It's a relationship with everyone. And we might have our little problems here and there, but the majority of the time, it's always good. I've been with companies that are no longer here because of them not listening to the people out in the field, the ones that really know. They're down in the dirt. They're in the nitty-gritty. They know what's going on. And corporate, the people, you know, up there didn't listen. So these companies are no longer here. I have to really give kudos to our back office. Not our back office, our office in Carlsbad that takes good care of us, our people that we call when we have problems. I had it was my fault that I did not check GoPack and the bee box was turned out toward the outside, and I had just learned a couple of months ago, turn your bee box inside so that the face is in going in instead of out of the bag, and the glass shattered. I didn't check it. Yeah, I didn't check it when now I am checking it right in front of the people that are renting. So it took, believe it or not, with me emailing the company, telling them about the problem, and getting the UPS sticker back, and them sending me another bee box, which I found out that they are only there's only a warranty on it for 6 months, not 3 years, on the box alone. And a lot of people don't know that. I didn't know that. But it took a matter of 5 business days to get this whole transaction from start to finish. I got my bee box yesterday. Unfortunately, we live on a property that has several homes on it, and I can't find my bee box. I immediately emailed UPS, so I'm following up with that this morning after Blog Talk. But that's how efficient Beamer is. And that's how much they care about us out in the field. They're so quick. They're so fast. They're so efficient. They're so professional. Yet, you call in and they're so friendly. So this company is very, very special. I'm not a network marketer. I put bodies on Beamer. I use Bob. And I let that person decide if they want to purchase or rent or get sessions. It's a matter of just, you know, I leave it up to God, you know, as to how the people want to proceed. And hopefully they like myself, they want to invest in a Beamer and have their first aid kit available at home every minute of every day. So
you know,
that's what I have to say, Greg.
That's a good way to put it, Jen. Now, I just wanted to clarify. So you said the damage that occurred to the bee box, was that in the original carrying bag that had the two side pouches with the larger area for the bee body to be put into? Is that the bag that your bee box was damaged in?
No, it was the backpack.
Oh, it was in the backpack then. So the backpack.
It was
you
in the
had
backpack.
Okay, so in the backpack, when you slide it in, normally they have it where there's the clear area on the front when you slide the bee box into its slot, I should say, its designated area in the backpack. So did you have it where the face of it was facing the back of the backpack that would go against your back, or was it facing outward where when you open up the bag, you see the face of the bee box?
It was facing outward, and I didn't check it when I picked it up from the person that rented it.
Got it. Okay, so the damage
at
point in time, but something to definitely check on once you've picked up a rental. So what you're saying is when you pick up a rental unit, make sure you check everything out before you leave their residence so that they don't say, well, no, that was fine when you picked it up. You must have damaged it after you left here. Is that what I'm kind of hearing?
Right. Right, right.
Okay.
I wasn't checking it in front of the person before I would leave their residence or business or whatever. And now I do that. So, I had heard, I think it was a couple of months ago, to put the face of the bee box inward, so that when you do open your backpack or your backpack is open, that the face is not showing. It's the back of the, and I bumped it, and here I go. shattered the glass in it. So
the face.
Fortunately, the face. Fortunately, they do give us a deal. So it wasn't as much as I thought. So they're very good to us. Beamer is very good to us.
And then also to clarify too, which it surprises me, but you're saying the B box that you found out that the warranty on it is 6 months, not 3 years for the B box itself?
Yes.
Okay, I know the battery has a 6 month warranty on it, but I was not aware of the B box itself. That's news to me. So this is something I will definitely confirm also and double check on, but I know you are a great source of information there, Jan. So, these are the things, folks, this is how we all learn together. I didn't know this either. So this is how we all learn together. And I appreciate that. So, Jan, thanks so much.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing you. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see you Saturday.
Yeah.
I got a car loaded.
We'll
see you Saturday. I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be fun. Make sure you bring your camera and the whole bit, because it's given me a reason to polish up the Team Beamer van here. And we're going to have – I'll have one of my bikes on display on it. I'm going to have all the lighting on it, the whole bit. So you guys will be able to get your pictures with it, sitting in the driver's seat, however you guys want it. We'll get it all set up for you.
Oh, fun. That sounds like so much fun. And you put so much work into that. What was it, a year's work that you took to plan and take care of everything for the Ram?
It was pretty much full-time for a year. I was doing anywhere from 5 to 12 phone calls with my buddy Ken Kramer, who had been with the team ever since the team originated in 2015, I believe it was. And so every day we were doing things to set up, whether it be electrical, setting up where we're going to get the vans, who's going to be our sponsors, how much can we get out of the sponsors, how do we publicize this, how do we set up the uniforms, who are all the riders going to be, who are the crew members, do the crew members, will they meet the requirements of what we need for the different jobs at hand. And we were changing crew members all the way up to the day before the race, even though we had planned a year in advance that life would occur. We had one gentleman that was a mechanic, but he manages two different bike shops, and he had lost 4 mechanics out of his bike shops, and so he had to stay behind to work and could not be on the crew. So, things were constantly occurring and happening and evolving with each and every day, and then we were working with all the individuals across the nation that were wanting to help. And if it wasn't for the help of all the individuals that had pulled together, Ian Robb was our coordinator who put together all the people across the U.S. that would gather the food that we were requesting. And then they had one specific person that they would bring that to, plus people were donating money, and they were using that money to buy the supplies needed so that they could fill us with supplies as we continue to go across the nation, so we didn't have to stop for an hour or two at a Walmart or whatever, stop, get groceries, do all of this stuff. We were able to stay right on the race course and continue plugging along, and it was a family event. Everybody contributed, and if it wasn't for everybody helping out, everybody that had donated, and in fact, right now we're working through some stuff with our accountant, because some issues came up with the account. It didn't get hacked. There was an error in it, and so people were getting misinformation when they were donating, and then they were pulling their funding back out, and that creates a red flag. And so we're working through all of that, but if you go to teambeamerdonations.com, and that's plural, teambeamerdonations.com, click on merchandise, everybody. And when you click on merchandise, We have got a lot of things in there that are for sale, and all the profits go to supporting the team. We are still over $130,000 in the hole for making this race happen. And a lot of people said, Greg, you need to be honest with everybody and tell where that money came from. So I'm coming out and telling you guys right now. I took out a business loan to make this race happen. And so I will be paying that loan back off now for the next 30 years at about $750 a month to pay this off. But this was my passion. This was my goal to put this team together. However, we are possibly looking at not next year, but the following year of coming back. So you heard it here first, folks. We are in discussion, and I'll leave it at that, of doing it. So here is your opportunity to buy gear that has the Team Beamer logo on it, and it's the only place that you can purchase it. And we have jackets, we have sweatshirts, we have shirts, we have backpacks, we have hats, we've got kettlebells, the whole bit. And so we're going to be adding some more items to that, but at least go in and take a look at it, and then I will – once I have the green light of all the accounting stuff and everything is all corrected and put into place, we're going to make another big push then to get people involved. And imagine this, folks, is we have technically 16 to 17,000 distributors. And if everybody had donated $50, we would have met our goal. It would have been that easy. And in doing so, by purchasing the supplies that we have, not only are you helping us out, but you get some great, great swag material where people are going to ask, what's Team Beamer? Well, Team Beamer, our eight guys used Beamer to train with, and they went out and did this race all the way across the United States. It's the toughest bicycle race in the world, and they set two new world records. That's what Beamer is. So here's an opportunity for you to generate and start a conversation on how to share Beamer with others. So I could go on and on about that, folks, but I just wanted to share that with you since Jan had brought it up. But, folks, get to these live events. All I can say is any chance that you can get to a live event, okay? Let's say there isn't one going on in your area, then look and check out how to set up and check with your mentors or your managers and set up a grand opening at your residence. That's right. Set up a grand opening at your residence where you reach out to different people, bring them in and do a presentation at your house and do a grand opening of your Beamer business. And in the process, you're going to learn how to share Beamer with others. You're going to see the power of seeing people together using the Beamer, and normally 7 out of 10 people will feel some type of response, and then the others that don't feel anything will be looking around going, wait a minute, wow, really? You wow, that's pretty cool. And so it builds up. So with that, this is how we can continue to grow and learn. So everybody, remember your homework? 2 to 5 people, if you can, reach out, have them log in next week. Let's bring in some questions on everything about Beamer, and let's really get a good roundtable discussion going here, okay? Jan, I want to thank you so much for helping out. Jeff, you are awesome. Jan, I know you also... Okay, so with that, everybody, we're getting ready to close go for the day. You are very much welcome, Jan. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. And with that, everybody, please, once again, our prayers and concerns go out to our family and friends in Florida and wherever you are across the U.S. Let's all help out each other no matter what situation we are in. Let's pull together. Beamer comes from the heart. Plain and simple. It does not come from the pocketbook. It comes from the heart. It comes from people wanting to help out other people. And what better power? And when I was a paramedic, I would ask somebody that I would out on where maybe some individual had created a severe crime and they got injured and I was taken to the hospital. And I would ask them, I go, what is more impactful, you hurting somebody or helping somebody? And it would really get them thinking. And I know for us, it's much better if we can help out others, no matter what we're doing in the day, opening a door for somebody, helping them out, picking up something maybe that they had dropped, doing these little things, touch one life today, just one individual's life today. And imagine if everybody did that. So let's all lead from the heart. Let's learn the Beamer way. And everybody, we look forward to seeing you next week. And make sure tomorrow is the Equine Thursday. On Tuesday is Testimonial Tuesday. And let's get signed up for these events. And let's hopefully see each other, be able to give each other a big hug. And let's get ready to bring in our 25th anniversary in flying colors. So everybody, please take care. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.